Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 24th of January 2016, a Sunday, titled Satan's Nature. Satan's Nature. Brothers and sisters, today a lot of Christians will be going to church service. But at the same time, we must remember this. The battle is between the forces of darkness and forces of light. The battle is not between Satan and Christ. The battle is between Satan and us. But actually us also, Jesus has given us the weapons of spiritual warfare. Our enemy is not human beings. We are supposed to love all human beings. Love, love. God is love, so he requires us to love. Now how can Jesus Christ even demand to say, if you want to be sons of the Most High God, love your enemy. Even those we perceive to be enemies in the human nature, human side, human physical side, we are supposed to love. How can he ask us to do this? He can ask us to do this because he has given us power to overcome our heart and mind, to command our heart to even love. He has given us power, spiritual power, to love all. And he says if we are going to be sons of the Most High God, God is love, we are required to love. Of course, if you allow your heart to control you, if I allow my heart to control me, I cannot love. I cannot love. How can I love somebody who is harming me? But definitely, if you allow the power of Jesus Christ to control you, the name of Jesus Christ to control you, and you use the name of Jesus Christ and use the blood of Jesus Christ, what will happen is you are able to do this because you are able to see the spiritual plane. The spiritual plane. Brothers and sisters, yes, people will go to church. Yes, we are required to congregate. Love one another as he loved us. When two or three are gathered in his name, Jesus says he comes. And of course, if he says he comes, he comes. But we have to understand the spiritual world. Jesus Christ's word says, you are not unaware of the ways of the enemy. You are not unaware of the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. The battle is between darkness and light. Brothers and sisters, we must understand this. The battle is not between Satan and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a creator. But he came, took the form of man, suffered on the cross even, died on the cross, rose again, went to hell, rose again, so that his children, we who come to him, he'll give us power. He'll give us power to overcome Satan. Brothers and sisters, Satan is a created being, we are created beings. Jesus Christ is the creator. So the battle, the fact Jesus Christ says, your enemy, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We have to be aware of this, and we have to understand that this is the battle. We need to go to church, we need to congregate. But during the whole time long, we must also have at the back of our spirit, in the spirit, the back of our minds, we must understand this battle. Satan came to steal, kill and destroy. And Jesus Christ has given us power. He came to give us power. Now we those who go to him and confess, admit, accept our wrong and receive his kingship, his authority over us, and we surrender our lives to him and we begin to use his name. Now brothers and sisters, yesterday we were talking about reset button, reset. When trouble comes, God is allowing trouble means he's allowing us to reset our lives. Gone on the wrong course or going the wrong course, we have forgot about him or we are believing the world and all that. So reset. Reset is a critical thing. From time to time, we have to examine and reset our lives. Where are we heading? This examination will take place. Otherwise, like blur, go to church, come, go to church, come. It's not going to cut it because the devil is not sleeping. The demons are out to get us. They still kill and destroy. And this is where one of the problems is. Many churches decide, don't talk about the devil. Why talk about the devil? They'll say, talk about Jesus Christ. All glory to Jesus Christ. We talk about the devil because Jesus talked about the devil. Jesus talked about the devil. The apostles talked about the devil. So we talk about the devil because he is our enemy. And Jesus Christ wants us to overcome the devil. Overcome our own self, our flesh and overcome the devil. Because the devil, the family spirit, through the family spirit, is talking to our hearts, tempting us right, left and center. Now, that is why the reset is critical. That's why God says, look at the things above. Look at the things, set your minds on things above. Look at the things that are spirit, look at the things unseen. These are various words of Jesus Christ, words of God. Look at the things unseen. You have to keep in look at the things unseen. Why are we looking at the things unseen? Because the things that are seen are made from material unseen. We look at the spiritual world. When you look at the spiritual world, you cannot ignore the enemy in the spiritual world, that is Satan. Now, today, you see, one, there are people, people, who the devil has caught and become a captive, and he uses them. They become a captive. How did they become a captive? How did I become a captive? Because I was drawn by my own heart desire. I was drawn by my own desire, and then when desire full blown, sin comes. When sin is full blown, that comes. So the equation is very clear. Now, therefore we are not shocked how it happens. So this, even last week, I was telling her about this woman in the church. Not listening. And last week, Saturday, I had to correct her. When corrected her regarding idle words and putting thoughts into young girls about things, she's not agreeing. She keeps quiet there because it's me correcting her. But what she does at night, goes and calls that young girl, 10, 11 o'clock, I don't know what time, wakes up to find out who told me. How did I come to know about this? Instead of finding out how did she make this wrong and repent and take it right, no. The more concerned is, who called? Who said? Not, am I right? Am I wrong? This issue. Now, so she's a captive. Now, at the same time, what has happened? Now, she has left the congregation. It's okay. Why? Each of them got a choice. Let's go to Genesis 3, 1 to 5. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. God talks about wild animals are crafty. Now the serpent, I'm reading from Catholic edition, Genesis 3, 1 to 5. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal. He said to the woman, did God say, you shall not eat from any tree in the garden? Now can you imagine how the devil comes and says, he doesn't say, did God tell you to not to eat from that tree? No, he doesn't say that. Did God say you cannot eat any from any tree in the garden? Can you imagine? A communication is taking place. Did God say you cannot eat from any tree in the garden? Then the woman answered. Problem starts. The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden. Nor shall you touch it or you shall die. Now, the communication first starts. That's how the world does. First, it begins to get a communication to you. Now remember, even on Sunday I had a segment on idle words. Idle words. So what happens? This is how this woman was doing. Now that she has left, all kinds of stories are coming out. Then I begin to understand why God arranged such a manner for her to be go. Why? She's withdrawing faith from people. For instance, she'll go and tell somebody, this all is your life. Now remember, God's word is, godliness with contentment is great gain. So you are talking to somebody who is caring for others, who are loving others daily, you know, daily chores, caring for others daily. Because caring for others daily, that's your work. So they decided to dedicate their life to that, caring for others daily, caring for saints in the congregation daily, care for the souls that come daily. Daily in the routine, doing things, caring for people, taking them somewhere, taking care of the house matters. Now, and this woman goes and tells that lady, this all your life? You know, are you happy with your life? I mean, daily you're only doing this? Now, can you imagine what's happening? Just like the serpent did. Did God say don't eat from any tree of the garden? So this woman goes and tells this lady, this sister in Christ, all your life is like this. That sister already suffered like crazy. So she's come to the Lord Jesus Christ. She's enjoying the peace and joy in Jesus Christ. And she's dedicated her life to Jesus Christ to serve others. So while they're serving others, this woman comes. Why? She's controlled by the satanic forces because she has allowed her heart desire to come. And the demons would have taken control. And she's in the church. And this happens. The way God says, false Christians, false prophets will come as in sheep's clothing, wolves in sheep's clothing. And what is he doing? If I were to catch this woman and tell her before she left, hey, how can you go and talk like this? No, I'm only asking because I'm trying to motivate this sister to aspire for something more, to aspire for something greater. Hey, the righteous person's path is made straight by God. God will arrange the path. The path is ordered by God. But this is, and she's not doing this only to this lady. She's doing this regularly to others, which I didn't know. But that is why when Jesus makes me act, finally the Spirit of God makes me move, I'll take something, and that something I'll deal with it from the Word of God. But finally, this is now I'm cautioning pastors and elders and all, this can be happening in your church, whereby one person's faith is growing, they decide to dedicate to Christ, they decide to obey the Word of God, which is contentment with godliness is great gain, they're content with their life, they're serving the Lord, they dedicate their whole life to the Lord. They're not aspiring things of the world. They're not lusting of the things of the world. They had that before and they suffered with it, so they do not want. And they're just doing what God wants them to do. They pray, they worship, they hear God. They begin to minister to others. They begin to go tend to the sick. They tend to the souls that have come. Now, and tend to their own children. Tend to the other children in the congregation also. This is what the lady was doing. But this woman goes and says, you sell all your life? Is there nothing else? Now perhaps even if you ask this woman now, why you will say, oh, I didn't say that, I didn't mean that, or something will come. But you know what's the problem here? This is exactly what Satan does. Did God say you cannot eat any from any tree? And the communication starts. Now, that is why she also told, this woman has gone and told another sister, there are better things you can do. That's all your life business again to somebody else. Why? Putting doubt into somebody's heart. Putting a worldly aspiration, not to desire the world, to desire the way the world works. They're putting that there. That's their game. Their game is, Satan's game is that. So when he catches hold of a human soul, he begins to use a soul to do this kind of, do his evil ways. And the woman, that is why this woman who left, 2 years and she can't pray. After the even reason, last week I said, hey sister, you can't pray. Your daughter also praying already. She can make prayers and you can't pray. So I was wondering why. And then I have to teach her to pray again. Every time I call her to ministry, I have to now lead her in prayer. Within 2-3 weeks, one month, people will be praying already. Because everybody is praying and there are printed prayers. So what's happening? So this is a false Christian, controlled by Satan, send that to destroy a church. That's all the game. And God will not stand for this. Father God will not stand for this. Why? You see, when people trust Jesus, when a saint trusts Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I dedicate my life, let your will be done. Let your will be done. I will daily do as you tell me to do. And then what Jesus does now, he arranges circumstances and all that and begin to prosper. And this sister in Christ has been prospering the last few years. Her children are growing up well because of mercy of Jesus Christ. Even one daughter at 18 years old, she's already studying accountancy in Australia and working. And the people in Australia, the companies there are shocked. The company is shocked that 18 years old can do so much. And in fact, they tried to tell her she's a super girl and this and that. I told her, hey, be humble. Don't listen to these people. This only Jesus Christ. And you have to declare. When people say, oh, you're super and all this, you have to declare Jesus Christ. And this girl does that. This young sister in Christ, does that. Thank Jesus Christ for that. So now, this family was in the brink of destruction. This sister in Christ. And step by step, Jesus raises the husband, the wife, the children, and all moving along. And what comes along? This woman, false Christian, and goes and asks, that's all your life. Everything like this only. Everything like this only. Putting what in on, withdrawing, trying to suck faith towards Christ away. This is what people do and God hates this. For instance, let's say one person is decided to fast and pray. And then somebody goes and says, fasting is good, but you don't have to struggle so much. Don't have to the point that you go thin or whatever. Jesus Christ hates this. Why? What the woman is trying to do, the false Christian is trying to do, is remove this sister's faith in Christ away from what Christ tells her into heart of worldly logic is. So when people go and try to dilute the faith they are having or increasing in Christ, somebody else comes and tries to dilute that. Jesus will take action. Why? You are robbing, you are trying to rob the soul. The battle is for souls. You are trying to rob the soul. God hates that. So before we speak anything, we must make sure that we don't speak something that dilutes the faith. Even yesterday, there's a Melbourne church that, you know, and I'm counseling some people there. So the one sister was in terrible pain. So I told the pastor there and the servants there to get together and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Now. This has been taught before. So they now, because she has got the spinal cord, there's a bulge in the neck there. It is the spinal cord is bulging and being pinched by the bones and very painful, and so painful can faint even, you know. And she has been suffering with it for months. So I said, brothers, do this. So when the brothers and sisters, you know, the servant and wife, servant and the servant's wife, and the pastor and pastor's wife, they all got together and praying now over the phone to the sister, because she could have gone to congregation church yesterday in Melbourne. So they're praying, and then that sister on the other side was weeping. God was convicting her, and she was clearing her, and God's presence was coming to her through the phone only. Now she then felt so much better. The chiropractors were on and on, medicine didn't work. Now she feels so much better. The pain has left on the neck, has left, and the slight pain in the bottom of the spine, near the back of the bottom of the back, you know. So, now at the same time, I was already looking for other equipment for her and all that, in how to use neck braces and all. Immediately I sent us, when they told me this has happened, I told the pastors and the servant that please do not talk about all this equipment I'm talking about, because let's not dilute her faith. Let her faith grow in Christ, and then we'll see next week what happens. Anyone goes there to bring the faith away from Christ into some other rubbish, God will deal with you. Do not do this, brothers and sisters. Be careful. In Jesus' name, build people into the faith. Build people to have more faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.